quickly solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Saliga Heating and Cooling, serving St. Louis City and County, or visit SaligaHeatingandCooling.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
What are you, some kind of butt ventriloquist?
That's exactly what I am, Warren. Pretty good, huh?
Time to talk a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez. Let's start by giving you the numbers. And the sooner you call, the sooner you get on the screen, and it's first come, first serve. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877. Or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Jose is brought to you by Auric. And the seven locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. If you've never been in one because you think, well, I don't need a vacuum cleaner. Obviously, if you do need a vacuum cleaner, it's a place to go, but there's so many other great products in there. Check them out. Tell them your AM and the PM. And give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Andy.
Listen to that crowd, Jose.
It's fabulous.
Standing ovation. How are you?
Hi. I'm easy going. Frank, how are you?
I'm not as easy going. I went to, and I'll talk about this later, I saw two movies over the weekend, and I'm sitting before the movie, and you know how you have to sit through 15 minutes. Here's another thing, folks. If they say the start of the movie is, you know, 7:45, no, it's 8 o'clock. You got plenty of time to get in there because you have to sit through previews and commercials. And I don't even remember what phone it was. And when I say this, there'll be a lot of people peons age or younger go, what an old guy. This is not new. This has been out for a year. And I'm sure it has, but I just never knew about it. I had heard something about it, but until I saw it on the screen and saw him do it, and here's what I'm talking about. And there'll be others listening who didn't know this was possible. One of those things that just blows me away that you can even do it, and that is the bumping thing where you... I have a picture on my phone, and I take Jose's phone, and we touch him, and my stuff transfers to his phone.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
How can that be? I mean, really.
It's Bluetooth is all it is. Near-field communication.
Wow.
Near-field.
You know, here's another thing. I had to take out of town very recently a rental car. And it was an inexpensive, I'll tell you what it was a Hyundai Sonata, but it was a basic, no frills, you know, power locks and that kind of stuff, and cruise control, but cloth seats and no adjustment on the right seat, pretty basic. This is the first time, and it was an accident. I hit a button, and the music from my phone came through the stereo. Mm-hmm. It was a Bluetooth connection from my iPod. No wire. You know, here's what's so funny. What at one time to me, not long ago at all, was a great piece of technology that you could put a, you could plug a wire into your iPod, plug it into the dash, and the music would come out the stereo. You don't even need the wire.
No.
And I'm not kidding. It was crystal clear. There was no interference. Explain to me, is Bluetooth, because when you have an FM modulator,
yes,
you can have interference. AM obviously has plenty of it. What is the deal where Bluetooth, there was not any noise? It was just like I had hardwired it.
Bluetooth is a name for Wi-Fi, but it's just short distance Wi-Fi.
But in a short distance, it's clean.
Yeah, well, so is your Wi-Fi long distance. Your house Wi-Fi, it works the same way, just Bluetooth is closer. You went to a movie to bump phones with somebody?
No, they had a commercial on the screen before the movie, and it was Samsung or somebody, and they were showing, pick up the new latest Android, whatever, whatever, and they demonstrated on the screen while I'm waiting for the movie, they had a picture on one phone, and the other person goes, hey, I'd like that picture, boom, they touch phones, and it's on the other phone.
Apple's been doing that for a while.
See, I knew it wouldn't be new. It's just new to me. But so I can do it iPhone to iPhone. What, do I have to download an app to do it?
There's an app for everything.
Yeah, there must be. So how are you?
I'm good.
Anybody have an issue or something to share, or do we just let Jose take
it? I have an issue with the computer right now.
Well, that's a story for another time and another place. That has more to do with our 50-year-old equipment than anything else.
That's true.
Well, Jose, what do you have? And I gave the phone numbers. Okay, take it away.
I've been getting a lot of email, people asking, is it a good time to buy a computer now, especially with Windows 8 coming out? It's a fine time to buy a computer. Microsoft is going to offer a $15 upgrade to Windows 8 Pro, and it's good. The offer is available till January of 2013. So the question becomes, buying a computer now, you might miss out on some of the cool things of Windows 8. I don't know that there's that many cool things in Windows 8 to be worried about. I think Windows 7 is going to be a fairly stable product. And not a whole lot of people are gonna jump to Windows 8 when they have the opportunity.
And would you also agree that people like me, boomers, the difference in the technology and what it'll do to most of us, we won't use it anyway. We wouldn't need it.
How long have you had your iPhone?
Well, I've had my iPhone for probably 2 years, I guess.
And you just figured out bumping. Yeah. I think for us boomers,
that's what I mean.
The new technology.
Not only
not
do I not need
make
the new
any
stuff,
difference.
I don't even use what I have now.
Right.
So,
okay. Google is releasing their tablet, the Nexus 7, and then Microsoft just released the Surface tablet, and that's available for $599, $799, and $999. The $599 price gets you the Windows for RT. That one runs on non-Intel processors, what they call Atom processors.
Yeah, I knew that's what they called them.
They have a higher performance Intel-based version for $799, and then they have the Surface for Windows 8 Pro. And the Surface for Windows 8 Pro is basically going to give you the same experience as a full-fledged PC.
Are you talking about $799? And what are these
hundreds
things?
Of dollars. This is Windows' new tablet, Microsoft.
A tablet thing, like an
iPad? Tablet computer, like an iPad. With the advent, with all these new tablets coming out, if you were looking to get an inexpensive computer, Ultrabooks are going to be a thing of the past, I'm thinking, here shortly.
I don't even know what an Ultrabook is, and it's already a thing of the past.
Ultrabooks were the Ultra Slim, Ultra Light. Mac had one where you put it in a shipping envelope.
Yeah.
And then you remember netbooks were like the little 10-inch computers? Those are also going to be very cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a netbook for my wife for her birthday, and she hated it. She hated it. And
because the screen was so small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave it to a charity. I just walked in. I said, this is brand new. Brand new. Here. It's yours. And I just gave it to him.
Good.
Because she wasn't going to use it. You know what she uses? My iPad.
All the time.
All the time.
So have you bought a bigger, better iPad then?
Nope. I still have the original because my kids gave it to me for Father's Day or Christmas or something. When did the first one come out? 2-3 years ago? And it's the one I still have, and eventually I will get another one because she uses mine all the time.
So you're saying iPads are going to take the place of computers?
iPads are computers.
Okay.
Yeah, idiot.
that's what I'm saying. Most people who carry a smartphone carry as much computing power as they have on their desktops. You can do the same thing.
Here's the problem with the phone, though. I can't be the only person that thinks this. I need a bigger screen to look at an internet page or information page or a list of emails and stuff. I don't want to scroll through. It's too small.
That's why the Galaxy S3 and the new iPhone 5 are going to have 4-inch screens on them.
Yeah,
they're getting bigger as we go.
And how can you put an ad or a flyer or something together on a phone? You can't.
What do you mean?
Well, I know what she's talking about. Creating, doing web design or graphic creating on a phone. She's got a good point.
You can do it. It's not the most friendly thing, but it can be done.
And you can do it on an iPad.
Sure.
Can you attach a mouse or something to it?
Why would I need a mouse when there's a touchscreen?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
I didn't invent it.
You can get a Bluetooth mouse.
Don't get mad at me.
The only mouse you need is a trouser mouse.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
There's one right there for you.
Never mind. I'm done.
Thursday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, Twitter suffered a 40-minute outage.
There was silence
around the world.
And the world came to an end.
A group called the UG Nazi Hackers took credit for it.
The what?
UG Nazis. I don't know who they are, but
to pick for your.
But, yeah, I wouldn't put the name Nazi in anything.
But thank you for taking Twitter down for 40 minutes. I've been getting a lot of spam mail from the United Postal Service and from the United States Post Office about a delivery failure. And at the bottom of it, it has a zip file that I'm supposed to open and fill out the contents and email it back to them.
I know what you're going to say. Don't do it.
Don't do it. These are viruses. They're trying to get you to install them and move forward. Even if you have a delivery coming from the United States Postal Service or
UPS.
Can I ask
you a question? What is the thrill that some loser gets from screwing up everybody's? You can't see their faces. You can't see the frustration. What kind of sick weirdo does this?
And somebody there must be lots of them. Somebody that wants to install a piece of software that records all your keystrokes so they can get your credit card or bill pay information.
Okay, that's the same person, though, that puts viruses in people's computer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same kind of stuff. They're just looking for
information. When you get stuff in your email from people that are on your in your address book or something, and you, it's obvious that it's spam or, you know,
Something's happened.
It's just there's no subject or anything. It's just some line where you're supposed to click.
Right.
Does that mean my stuff has been hacked or their stuff?
Their stuff.
Because, I mean, it's like more and more lately.
Yeah, someone that you send an email to has your email address in their book, and when their machine gets infected, it sends emails out to all of their contacts.
I don't even think they have to have it in their address book. I think it's whoever corresponded with in the past.
And some people, it happens 1 week, and then it happens in 2 more weeks. And some,
Now, like, do you send them an email and tell them they got hacked?
I did at first. Now I gave up because it happens all the time.
So they're not paying attention to your email then?
I guess not.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just that they need to change their password and scan their machine when that happens.
You think they'd figure that out.
Well, they're not getting them.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That kind of awkward silence.
And last but not least, Walmart and True Connect are going to offer...
Pion, can you edit out that silence?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
I don't want that to go over the air.
No, they're going to offer prepaid mobile broadband starting at $10 a month. Actually, it's not per month. It's $10 for 100 megabits of data, $25 for 500, or $45 for a gigabyte of data, mobile data. The difference is it never expires. You buy this big bucket of data, and you use it as you go along. There was a survey that suggested 90% of all tablet users in the U.S. only use Wi-Fi because no one wanted to set up the cellular contract of paying every month for the next 2 years for their data plan.
The other quick warning I will give people, and I'm serious about this, is watch out for email. And I get these every once in a while, and it'll say, it won't have your name, but it'll say, like, I know you, and you are going to love this picture. And you think it's a friend. You go, oh, he knows that I like racing or whatever it is. Don't open it. And the other ones I don't open are the ones that say it'll have my... You may email at frankopinionyahoo.com, and then I'll see also sent to, and it's like 80 other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on their list. I don't open those. I don't know why. I just don't want to be part of the mass mailing thing.
The other one that's been popular lately is I found this picture on Facebook of you, and I can't believe you let him post it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw this about you, and I know you, and I know it's not true, but I thought you might want to check it out.
There you go.
Good one.
Don't open that one.
And all those ones that say, look who's watching you on Facebook.
Right. Don't open those.
Okay.
Wow. Just delete them.
What a great service we do.
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls, you ready?
Please.
Let's start with Andrew. Andrew, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Andrew, what can I do for you?
Real quick, I'm making a website with Dreamweaver or RapidWeaver, the most current version.
Mm-hmm.
And when I publish it, and then put it to my FTP file on GoDaddy, I don't get any of the style sheets to go through. Any idea why that would happen?
No, but I know GoDaddy has excellent technical support. I'd give him a call and talk to him about it.
Okay. If it's from the Dreamweaver, do you think I should just reinstall it and try that?
I wouldn't install it. I'd talk to GoDaddy first. There may be some switches they need to set to actually talk to the Dreamweaver plugins.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Bill is up next. Bill, say hi to Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
Good, Bill.
Hey, I got a problem with my monitor. It just keeps, flickering off and on. I thought it was, a loose connection or whatnot, but I think it's something, internally. do you think it's something I ought to take in and get checked out, or just buy a whole new monitor?
Would the cost of new monitors be in around $100, $120 for 19 or 20 inches? I just buy a new one that comes with a warranty?
That's probably what it would cost to open it up
and have it fixed, yeah.
Okay, and I got another thing. Actually, this was kind of directed towards Frank. But when you come on, because I love this segment, it's a lot of stuff going on. I've been on hold for about 9 minutes. For that 9 minutes, you could have had about 15 callers call in. Now you're probably only going to get about three.
Okay.
Because Frank's got to talk about his car and his movie and all. That's just all I'd say. AM into PM, see you.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. We took up too much time again, Carl.
Well, that's tech talk. It's technology. It's Bluetooth car technology, and the thing that I saw before the movie about the bumping the phones together, it's part of the segment, Bill. Lori is up next. Lori, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Lori.
How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
Good. We are sending our son to college in the fall.
Yes.
In August, we would like to get him a laptop, and are trying to figure out where we go from here.
The college bookstore, if you will contact them, they will likely have special offers from laptop companies that will provide the basics needed for a laptop for that university.
Okay.
Depending on what his area of education is. If he's going to be engineering, they'll have an engineering laptop. If he's going to be education or if he's going to be artist, some kind of artist, they'll have recommendations. And they usually have pretty good deals with vendors like Dell and HP.
Okay. Hadn't thought about that. We will do that.
Very good.
Thank you.
And we'll close it out with Ray. Ray, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Ray.
AM to PM.
That's close enough.
I got a problem. I'm about the dumbest computer operator there is.
Cause now you're the second dumbest.
Computer is pretty slow, and they tell me I need it upgraded or get a new one, and now I see that there's no more Windows XP.
No.
Are they doing away with that?
They are. The Windows 7 is the current one you'll have.
And you just talked about Windows 8. Now, would it be better to wait for Windows 8?
Ray, for you, I'd recommend Windows 7.
Okay.
8's going to have 8's going to have some little features to it, but nothing as amazing as the change from XP to 7.
What's the difference between 7 and XP?
The way the screens are laid out and there's a bunch of internal things, it's more stable. You'll like it.
Be able to operate it then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well,
eventually.
Okay. Might take me a year by the time Windows 8 comes out then.
I don't think it'll take you a year if you're an XP user.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. There goes Ray and there goes the time. And if you... if you want to email Jose, here's his email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. Techquestions@ktrs.com. That's actually his email address. He does the best he can and answers as much as he can. And we thank the folks at Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They're great stores. And your friends and neighbors that live around you are actually store owners. It's a local franchise business. So drop in and say hello. We'll do this again, what do you think? Next Monday? Does that sound okay?
Okay. Yeah. Sounds fabulous. Okay.
Let's go with that. Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
And we move over to John Londoff. John, how are you?
I'm great. Frank, how are you?
We're doing really well, and I can usually tell you're on the speaker.
I am on the speaker, Frank.
It's a good one. It's a good clear sharp. Speaker.
You are sharp. I mean, just sharp.
Well, I have a trained ear.
You do. Say hi to Jim Sappho. He's back in the office again. Just wanted to talk a little bit about, if that's okay, Frank, the success that he had in his first week here back as truck manager of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Well, yeah. We'd love to hear about it and love to think that we were part of that success. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Great. You've been employed there now, what, is it a week now?
One week today.
Yeah. And anybody that wants to see a picture of Jim, they can go to your Facebook page, right, John?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, that's for sure. First time ever.
Well, I haven't seen it. You sound like a handsome man. Are you a handsome man?
Of course I am. Not near as handsome as my boss, but I am handsome.
Oh, that's a good thing to say when you're sitting in his office.
There you go. Hey, we had a great week. We delivered 20 trucks in our first week.
Wow.
That was a big push.
I believe.
A big push.
Yeah, I believe the monthly goal was like 40 or something. And
no, that was the old monthly goal.
This you year, changed it.
I have a goal of 80 a month.
Woo!
Wow.
Listen to this guy.
Yes, I have a goal of 80 a month. We won't be happy till we get there. But we did have some Frank Opinion listeners come up to me and tell me they heard me last week. We had some people from Pocahontas, Illinois, coming by a truck, and he listens to you at work every day. And we've had quite a few people tell us that they listen to you every day.
Well, it's the world's greatest radio audience.
There you go.
They really are.
There you go.
Yeah.
But our phone's ringing around here like we're having a telethon. We're doing everything we can. We're doing everything we can to sell the trucks. And remember last week we talked about my past, my bowling career?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we're rolling around here is people in new trucks out the driveway.
Oh. See what he's doing? He's starting to tie it into bowling terminology.
Unbelievable.
He's been writing for the past week.
Yeah, I can see. I can see what's going to happen. Yeah, you guys will be calling for Jim soon. You want that, Johnny who? You put Jim on the phone.
Now, Jim, you can spare us the bowling references.
Okay?
See what I did there?
See what I did? Oh.
Now, I would do it two more times, but then that would be three strikes. See, another bowling reference.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about you. Unbelievable. But we had Suzanne Bunsen from Benton, Missouri, and by an uplander.
And from where?
Fenton.
Oh, Fenton. Okay. I thought you said Benton. Fenton, Missouri. No, good for you, Susan. Bunsen. Suzanne or Suzanne? Suzanne?
Suzanne Bunsen.
Good for her.
From Bunsen from Fenton.
Mm-hmm.
And William and Marilyn Duncan, Brad Douglas, and Sal LaFori. Mm-hmm. I had a ton of your listeners that came in this weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of your listeners came in, and they left happy. They talk about having the greatest experience ever buying a car, and it's just fun. You know what? Like we've said before, Frank, if you're not having fun and you're here, you know, don't do it. If you want to call me, be more than happy to call me. I've got another listener in the office right now, Joe Stevenson. Joe, say hi to Frank Opinion and the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, Frank Opinion.
Joe, how are you? You don't sound very happy, Joe.
I'm sorry, I'm smiling ear to ear.
Oh! Just doesn't transfer.
Hasn't been handed the keys yet. Once he gets the keys...
Joe's got a radio voice.
Yeah, he sort of does. He does. We don't, but you do, Joe. What's wrong with that picture? So, what are you looking at, or what have you bought?
Well, Joe was a situation where he was up here a few months ago, and things, you know, were not perfect. Things didn't go the way they should have, and he's going to give us a second chance. That's all we can ask for.
What the world needs now is love to know. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Joe.
That's a beautiful rendition.
What's going on back there?
Somebody's clearing their throat.
You should think about recording, maybe, in a studio. Oh, you are in a studio. That's right.
Yeah, we are.
Unbelievable.
So what is it that Joe is contemplating buying? Or what has he bought?
Thinking about a Silverado pickup truck.
A new truck, that's why I'm in the office.
This is like a duo now.
You're in good hands with Jeff there.
With Jim.
Jim. No, you're in good hands with Jeff. You don't know Jeff yet, but I do. You'll meet him later.
Jim. My name's Jim, George.
Yeah, I'm psychic. I can look ahead. There will be a Jim involved in this down the road. You call me when that happens. So business is good. Business is good. That's a good thing.
Again, hats off to our unbelievable crew in the service, parts department, the detail shop. It's hot. We know it's hot. Man, they just do a great job. We try to keep them hydrated, a lot of ice-cold water and ice towels, and just, you know, we just want to make sure we work on your car like it's, you know, like it's our car, and we do care. It is hot, and we just, again, hats off to a great crew, award-winning service and parts and detail shop, and, of course, our sales staff. You know, when we're out there on the lot, it's going to be hot these next few days, but it's summertime. We know it's going to be hot in St. Louis. We could use a little rain, but it'll eventually come. This is still better than 6 to 8 inches of snow any day of the week.
Yeah. Now, I may regret this because you may have done this. If you have, I don't know about it. Tell me that you don't do like the sizzling summer special thing that so many people do. Do you do that?
No.
Thank you.
Bubba, what do you think about for the month of July the dog days of summer, and then I'm thinking about having my my black lab in the TV spot, Jack the Wonder Dog.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. See, that's not your typical what everybody does, like a sizzling summer spectacular. Weather's hot and so are the deals. Sizzling. I'm just that sizzling summer sale thing. Whew, boy.
Well, you taught me that a long time ago.
Yeah, right? You don't want to do that.
I listen. You're a genius.
Dog days, and you got your lab in there.
Yeah.
That's going to be something to look forward to.
That's our director of marketing. Harrison.
Isn't that your sister-in-law?
Well, this is embarrassing. No, this is worse than me calling him Jeff. This is embarrassing.
I'm having fun with her because she's got it on the speakers in the office right now.
Oh, sure.
You did.
Right.
You did it on purpose.
I get it. That's funny.
Good one.
Her name is Craig, and my dad always called him Greg. Okay.
Don't try to dump this on other people.
Yeah.
No, I was having fun with her. She's listening right now. She's text messaging me that I should know her name. She has a name tag on today.
And I call Jim Jeff, but heck, he's only been there a week. How long has this woman been your sister-in-law?
Long time.
Yeah. Well, yep, there's a difference there.
Yep. Long time.
Well, Joe, it was a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for your business. And, Jim, I hope you have a great second week.
Yes, we will, sir. And thank you for all the great advertising and sending the people in.
And, Jim, just a quick suggestion for you. I know that the goal was like 40 or 50 trucks, and now you're all enthused because you had a good first week. You're going, now we're going to sell 80. Be careful with that because what will happen is... See, when we started this show 15 years ago, I told the management, we will be number 10, in the market.
Oh, yeah.
That way...
Great. And we're there.
And we're almost there.
Almost there, yeah.
So just careful with those quotas. I think 20 of first week, that's a great number.
It was a great week.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go back to selling some trucks.
All right.
And I'm going to give you the address here. It's Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Phone number is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Londoff.com.
All right.
Mary Beth Ted II, second. The team will take great care of you. And, really, what about the office staff? Oh, and Kitty Harrison, what's her name, just said, what about the office staff? The number one office staff administrative in the land.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Mary Ryan Richter.
Mary Ryan. You're not going to name them all, are you?
Yeah. Mary Ryan, Diane Kaiser, Sally Keneally, Debbie Johns, Carrie Anderson.
You know, it just sounds like an acceptance speech at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Richard Arnold, I just want to thank you.
Start playing the music.
Yeah, let's start the music. All right, open late. Yeah, there it is. That's the walk-off music. We will send them to you. We know you're open late tonight. Nice meeting you guys. Jim, keep it going. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, John.
Tell Jeff hi.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so I called the guy Jeff. He's been there. Okay, but here he didn't even remember the last name of his own sister-in-law.
Yes, yeah,
he's gonna pay for that. No, he'll pay for that at the next family gathering. She'll have a name tag or something. You know, just okay. We're gonna take a break, and we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna take some phone calls, and then after the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we will have the 5 o'clock. No, 4 o'clock.
We have Dawn coming up, too.
Oh, she's coming up now. Shoot. I'm all messed up. All right, Dawn Meadows-Dixon on the way. Don't go away. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Things are looking pretty good on the highways. The only slowdown I see on southbound 270 starts south of Highway 40 down to Doherty Ferry, and then everything looks good to 55. Westbound 40, there are no delays until you hit 270, and that's just between 270 and Mason. Looks pretty good out towards the Boone Bridge. on the downtown bridge approach on westbound 5570. Just the 55 exit lane is slow, and that's just at the length of the bridge. So not the big backup that we've had all along here. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's coupon sale. For a limited time, save up to $400 in coupon savings on all the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station Trumbo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Additional dealer bonus cash has been allocated by the factory to help West County Nissan sell down all Muranos, Xterras, Pathfinders, Armadas, Frontiers, and Titans this week only. Plus, prices have been marked down as low as they will go on all 2012 Altimas. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get dealer bonus cash this week only at West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
Do you like that personal service by people who have many years of experience? Well, then you need to know about Old Webster Jewelers at 52 West Lockwood in Old Webster Groves. Family owned since 1946, Old Webster Jewelers is run the way a jeweler store used to be run. The owners, Linda and Gary, are there Tuesday through Saturday, and they pride themselves on personal service. They'll have just the piece of jewelry you're looking for, or they'll help you design something from scratch. Bring in your old jewelry, and they'll restore it and put it in a brand new setting, making it look as good as new, if not better. They have a wide selection of watches at discount prices. Old Webster Jewelers offers expert watch repair. They're located at 52 West Lockwood in the heart of Old Webster. Give them a call, 961-8300. That's 961-8300. They don't have a website. Why is that? Because they treat you with personal service. Old Webster Jewelers. They run a jewelry store the way it should be. Old Webster Jewelers.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy and you feel fine. But that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
KTRS Restaurant of the Week is Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, with locations in St. Charles and Ellisville. They're open 24 hours a day and serve a full menu all day. Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
All right, we're going to find out about a movie. I saw two over the weekend. I'll make it very brief. Bill doesn't like for me to talk a lot, even though that is my job here. I'll briefly tell you the two I saw, what I thought about them, and then we'll find out what Dawn has for us. She's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. We'll close this segment out. We'll tell you where the three locations are. And if you're anywhere near one, and even if you're not that close, worth driving a couple of miles to get a real car wash, a great car wash, Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. What did you see, Frank? I know you saw Bernie.
I saw Bernie, and I saw Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Oh, I almost saw that because I needed to actually see a film for today, and I ended up seeing Safety Not Guaranteed. What did you think of Seeking a Friend? I didn't see it.
I actually liked it. It's kind of a strange movie, but it's not what you. Well, I don't know what you'd expect. It's not a chaotic, end-of-the-world, apocalyptic kind of thing. It's literally a movie that makes you wonder if you knew the end of the world was coming. And this is all about an asteroid that they know exactly when it's going to hit, and it's going to destroy the world. Who do you want to reconnect with, say something to? Who do you want to be with the minute everything ends?
Wow.
It's
okay.
Pretty interesting.
It
Steve
didn't
Carell.
Do that well. I saw.
Well, and yeah. I don't doubt that it didn't do well because it's not action packed and it's just a thought provoking sort of quiet movie. It's not. There's not a lot of excitement to it, but I enjoyed it. And the Bernie, I liked about three times as much as I expected to like it. Jack Black was unbelievable as this real character. This is a true story. And what's interesting is it's a true story about a murderer, but a murderer that everybody loved even after he confessed to the murder.
Isn't that amazing? And the fact it was based on a true story just tells you something about human nature. Yeah.
And the people in that town in Carthage, Texas, still to this day, love this guy, support this guy, visit him in prison. It's unbelievable. So that's enough of that. What do you have?
Okay, I've got a film called Safety Not Guaranteed. Now, if you remember back, it was based on an actual ad that said, looking for a companion for time travel, and then the end of the ad said, safety not guaranteed. Well, Jay Leno actually used this in one of his Monday headliners, and two interns at SNL said, that could be a great, I mean, this guy is real. We need to meet him, write a screenplay on this, and so now the rest of the story is they actually did that. And it's all based on an actual ad about a guy who really believed he could time travel. And we've got so many films out there that attempt to do a film about time travel. You've got The Time Traveler's Wife, which was a horrible film. Then you had something with a hot tub and time travel that took you through the 60s and the 70s. This one, you think off the bat it's going to be a sci-fi film, maybe much like the film you saw this weekend. And it's not really. It's about relationships. And it really asks the question, what would you go back and do differently? So if you had a chance to go back, what would you do? What would you change? In this case, this guy was going back to see his high school girlfriend who died in an accident. He had to get back to see her. Now, whether or not the real guy was really building a time travel machine to do that, I don't know. But this was based on a real ad. It stars Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation. Are you familiar with her?
No. No.
The Wide Eye. Do you watch Parks and Recreation on
no.
NBC?
No. No, I don't want you to.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
Okay, her delivery is this deadpan, comedic. And she actually would get on my nerves, but I thought there's something to her. She's intriguing. I've seen her on Jay Leno. She actually did a great job in this. It also stars Mark Duplass, who's going to be is in a film called People Like Us with Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm actually going to see that tomorrow night. It's supposed to be an outstanding film. He was great in this. He plays the time travel guy. And it really becomes this relationship film. It starts off as three people from a magazine in Seattle going to meet this guy because they're going to write an article on him. And what happens is this guy ends up changing all of their lives. It forces them all to kind of look at their past and what they would do differently. So I went in. It did well at Sundance. So right away, my radar goes up. I could like this. The rest of the world might not. But I think, having looked online, a lot of people, you know, just walked in the theater, enjoyed it as well as I did. It is at the Tivoli. It's at Ronnie's also. It's a small, I think they're going to platform it and then go wide with it. It's a little movie with a big heart, so it's not going to compete with all these big blockbusters for the summer. But if you're looking for something small, that's quirky, well-written, well-acted, and an interesting plot, this is the movie for you.
You know what? This sounds very much like Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. No, I'm seriously.
They're on the same. If you like that or you're looking for something different, when you said that, where do you want to be at the end of the world? Well, this one, and what this kicked in for me was, you know, a lot of people say, if I could do it differently, and we don't have time travel machines, as far as I know.
We don't?
But we do have.
Yeah,
what? Well, they sure do, because I started Back in the Future.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Facebook, you've got all these people going back in Facebook and looking up old girlfriends and boyfriends, and it kind of, it made me think of that comparison, because this guy's wanting to go back and see this old girlfriend and try to make it right, whereas you've got all these people, and I don't know if you know people, but I know people who, not myself, but who go on Facebook looking for all these long-lost loves and friends, just. And they'll say, I'm just looking them up to see what they're doing. Don't want to. And to me, the reason they're in my past is they're in my past for a reason. Be careful what I say.
Did you hear about the guy?
I don't want to look anybody up.
Did you hear about the guy who became a gynecologist so he could go back to his hometown and look up old girlfriends? Thank you.
Wow.
See what I did there?
They just get worse and worse. Did you just think of these spur of the moment, or is this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's pretty good. Actually.
I believe it's called genius, comedic genius. So
everybody I meet, they say to me, this is so funny you should say that. They'll say, you know, love Frank. And I'll say, yeah, what's he really? Well, he's a great guy. He's a genius, isn't he?
Well, I said it, but that's because it's not true. That's why I said it.
They all say that to me, and I said, you know what? He's a very bright man. But you've got him fooled, Frank. I know.
Now, listen, this, I've never even heard of this. What's it called?
Not Guaranteed. I was trying to figure out what to do because I had already talked about some films, and I thought, I'm going to do a little quirky film, and it was between Seeking a Friend for the End of the World or this one, and this one worked out in my time frame yesterday, so I ran off and saw this. But this is, if you're looking for something different, Safety Not Guaranteed, based on a real ad that was on the headline segment, and Jay Leno, that is now a movie.
Okay, we'll push Bill Cleveland off, if he can go on the Playhouse real quickly.
Oh, sorry.
ARDs, that's okay, ARDs.
2¾.
That's pretty good. Here they come.
All right, Dan,
we'll do this again Thursday.
All right, Dan.
Thank you. Dawn Meadows Dixon,
everybody.
Yeah.
Dawn Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. And there are three locations, including one right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. And I'm sure Bill will be, he usually is agreeable to join us.
Yeah, he's fine. Place,
so that's what he'll do. The average age, they just released this number 2 days ago, average age of cars on the road in this country. Anybody? How old is the average car on the road?
I think I heard 10 years.
10.
11.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Ooh. Which means there are a lot of 15, 16-year-old cars out there. Now, you don't make it 11 years, most people don't, without having to be in a body shop. Something's going to happen in the course of, I don't care if you have the car 11 years or 11 days or in the course of your life, the average for that is every 7 years. Every 7 years, somebody has to go to a body shop. You know where we want you to go, Schaefer. You have to know that by now. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer. There are 7 locations. They are perfectionists in the work that they do on that vehicle. But what sets these people apart is you are not going to believe the level of service. When you deal with a funeral home, there's a certain kind of service you expect and a hand-holding and making sure everything's okay. That's kind of the way these people are at Schaefer. It's not just about the car being perfect. It's about every detail being taken care of. Do you need a rental car? Do you not? Do you need us to have it delivered to you? Do you need us to come get your wrecked car? Can you drive it here? Can we take you home? Paperwork. All that. That's what makes Schaefer, Schaefer, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
~72% of people take Social Security at the wrong time. Did you know there's 81 different options for a married couple to select when it's time to start drawing Social Security? The difference between making a good decision versus a bad decision could mean the difference of $100,000 or more of lifetime income. Selecting the right option when it comes to Social Security is crucial to your overall retirement strategy. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, the president and owner of County Accounting and Tax and Legacy Wealth Advisors, this Thursday, June 28th at 12 or 6 p.m. to learn more about savvy Social Security planning for baby boomers. To reserve your seat, give me a call at 314-831-6000. It's time to start educating yourself about Social Security so you can learn the 81 different options. Give me a call at 314-831-6000.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. The price of gasoline continues to plummet. Regular unleaded fell by 10 cents last week to a nationwide average of $3.44.